I know we're supposed to take it in order, but I think you would think less of me, ladies and gentlemen, if I had no reply to that.
Well, I'll reply to you then.
See what's, by all means, let's see how this goes. Mr. Galloway claims that at a certain period in the 1980s, he was supporting Iraqi Democrats and protesting against Saddam Hussein, knowing what he was capable of, knowing what he had done, knowing the genocide, for example, committed in Kurdistan, and knowing of the aggressions and the chemical weaponry that had been deployed in Iraq. He says he knows that. I've had the opportunity to check with the woman, Anne Clewitt, this very distinguished member of the Labour left in the British Parliament, who was the chairman of the relevant organisation, the Campaign for the Restoration of Democratic Rights in Iraq. She says she has no memory of Mr. Galloway's participation, but let's say that we take his word for it. It means that when he went, having said that he thought that Kuwait was part of the Iraqi fatherland, to greet Saddam Hussein in 1994 in Iraq and to salute him for his courage,
another
his indefatigability.
You're lying
and
again. Your nose is growing.
He went, and to take his side again, it meant that he went in full on his own evidence. He went in full knowledge of the fact that he was dealing with a murderer and a monster and a dictator. So the pit of exculpation that you attempt to dig, Mr. Galloway, has just swallowed you up, and the record will show it.
But George Galloway.